Jeffrey Epstein, the world's most notorious pedophile and sex offender, the greatest blackmailer ever, and secret funder of Bitcoin development? In 2011, 3 years after pleading guilty to procuring a child for prostitution, Jeffrey Epstein hosted something called the Mind Shift Conference, a sort of TED Talk-like symposium held on his now infamous island. This was where Jeffrey Epstein met former child actor and future crypto entrepreneur Brock Pierce. Pierce is such a great character that I'll do a separate piece on him later. Epstein quickly becomes fascinated by crypto. Within months, he's emailing saying the Bitcoin idea is brilliant. Why would Jeffrey Epstein love crypto? Well, if your core businesses are money laundering and blackmail, the ability to send money, or something kind of like money, in a way that obscures your identity would be very appealing. It's important to realize that this was extremely early in crypto's history. Bitcoin had only become a thing in 2009, 2 years earlier. So Jeffrey Epstein was a fan of Bitcoin before 99% of the people who are now supporters even knew it existed. This revelation has been hard for some bros to take. So Epstein starts investing in crypto companies like Blockstream and the exchange Coinbase. Brock Pierce facilitated Epstein's investment of $3 million in Coinbase in 2014. And emails show that Coinbase executives knew the money was coming from Epstein, a registered sex offender. In other Epstein emails, there are numerous communications between the pedophile and the head of the MIT Media Lab, Joy Ito. In one email from 2015, Joy thanks Epstein for having secretly funded something called Bitcoin Core Development, which is the group of developers who maintain Bitcoin's operating system. Back in 2015, the crypto industry was stalled. The market was much smaller, and there was infighting between various factions. Without funding, Bitcoin could have languished. Jeffrey Epstein swooped in to save the day. Or, as Joy Ito put it to Epstein, the pedophile's money allowed us to win this round. But there's more! Initially, Trump's Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, claimed he met Epstein only once, was repulsed by him, and swore to never be involved with him in any way. But then the emails came out, and what a shocker, that story was bullshit. In fact, Lutnick visited Epstein on his island and even went into business with him. Lutnick was also one of the key figures introducing Donald Trump to the world of crypto. Lutnick was chairman and CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald, a financial services firm. Cantor is the broker for the massive crypto stablecoin company Tether. Tether has become a go-to crypto for money laundering, drug smuggling, sanctions evasion, and yes, human trafficking. Epstein was also buddies with Steve Bannon, who also bought Brock Pierce's company back in the day. Bannon, of course, was behind the Let's Go Brandon meme coin, so he has his own ties to crypto. In fact, he's facing a class action lawsuit by investors who say they were duped. Let's go civil litigation. Epstein, Pierce, Bannon, Lutnick, Trump. Only the best people are into crypto. So the next time a bro tries to sell you on the wonders of a supposedly decentralized, democratized future of money called cryptocurrency, ask them about Jeffrey Epstein.